Good afternoon. Welcome to our presentation of the results of second quarter 2009. Just to inform you who is on this side, it's myself, Grzegorz Kosakowski, board member and CFO of the group, Tomasz Józefacki, the board member who is supervising the internet operation in our group, Nina Grabusz, our IR director, Ela Geniusz, our IR officer, and Ula Strych, our PR director. So starting the presentation, I hope everybody got a presentation in front of you that was published on our website. The group financial performance was negatively affected in the second quarter by the deepened recession in the ad market and the declining copy sales figure. Revenue of the group declined by 13.4%, but the first effect of the operating efficiency improvement plan announced by the group in December 2008 are visible. The group total operating expenses decreased by 9.8%. The largest cost categories that contributed to that decrease were marketing and promotion, down by 36.2%, and staff costs down by 14%. Further effect of the plan will be visible in the second half of the year, and the full results, of course, will be observable in 2010. Employment reduction in the group, as one of our element of the operating efficiency improvement plan, started in December 2008. In May 2009, we announced change to the plan. Just to remind you that the number of people to be dismissed increased by 100 people, and we prolonged the process till the end of October. Due to the increase in the plan redundancies by 100 people, the company provided for the provision for the cost of the additional layoffs in the amount of 2.3 million zloty, which affected the group financial results for the second quarter of 2009. As a result of this action, the number of people employed decreased by 356 compared to the end of the end of 2008. Till the end of second quarter, 337 out of planned 400 employees received dismissal notice, and so of course the process is still is not finalized yet, and we're continuing this process. The increase in the cost of raw materials, energy, and consumables by 25.7% results mainly from launching new book collections with higher unit production costs and volume and increase in energy prices. The group generated 26.2 million net cash from operating activities and was net cash positive at the end of second quarter with 114.8 million zlotys. And we have the available credit line of 200 million zlotys. Moving to the next slide, just a few words about the ad market. The total ad spent in second quarter dropped by 17%, with internet being the only medium that to grow by 5%. Newspapers were down by 31%, the magazines lost 20%, outdoor 10%, and radio 18%. Television as well was nearly down by 18%. Looking at the dynamics of the ad spend decrease in internet, television, and radio, it seems that electronic media suffered a decline in the ad expenditure with one quarter delay compared to the remaining media. Now, because we don't have the firm information how the GDP and how the market going to look till the end of the year, and because the correlation between the GDP and the advertising market is changing, therefore any prediction of the market situation development would bear a significant margin of error, as the situation in the ad market changed dynamically almost from month to month. Additionally, a significant discount pressure from the advertisers, it's creating a little bit of the mess how to judge how to judge the ad market and the whole situation. So it is hard to foresee how the situation will develop further, but for the time being, in the second quarter, we do not observe any improvement signals in the ad market. Moving to the next slide, a few words about the dailies and the market on the that. Gazeta was the most widely read newspaper with average page circulation at the level of 379,000 copies. And despite the drop, it still occupies the largest chunk of the newspaper advertising pie. Decrease of the Gazeta share in dailies in ad spend results mainly from the significant decline in number of the recruitment ads and the decline in real estate ads as well. In both of this category, traditionally, Gazeta was enjoying a majority and leadership position, and we were enjoying and still enjoying 79% market share in recruitment category and 57% in the real estate category. If we exclude the recruitment category from the total daily expenditure, then Gazeta maintains its share in daily market share. Metro, our free daily, took advantage of the decline in dailies ad spend and increased its share in dailies ad spend by 0.5 percentage point and now holds 3.5 market share. The major ad categories in dailies experienced significant decline in revenues in second quarter: recruitment 68%, financial products by nearly 50%, real estate over 41%, automotive 40%, construction 37%, telecom 32%, retail 60%. There are only three growing ad categories in dailies in second half of this year compared to the second half of last year, and that's education 5%, announcement grew by 4%, and entertainment by 3%. Moving to the financial, to the next page, and the financial results of our newspaper segment. Of course, the newspapers were sensitive to the changes of the ad market, and Gazeta, since its exposure to the job ads is the largest in the market, experienced a 37.4 drop in ad revenues. Revenues from the sale of printing services increased by 13% in second quarter and contributed positively to the results of the segment. The total operating expenses of the newspaper segment was down by 13%, and the main drivers were the decline of marketing and promotion costs by over 42%, due to the reduction in dual pricing offer and the decrease of number of marketing campaigns, as well as lower prices of the media purchase. Staff cost reduction by 17.6% and the decrease in newsprint cost by 15.3%. The increase was mainly due to the in materials and energy by 19.1%, results mainly from the launch of the new book collection that I mentioned previously, and the increase in energy prices as well. Nevertheless, the total operating EBITDA was on the very healthy level, the 42.3 million zloty, and we are happy with the EBITDA margin at the level of 22.7%, that I think is pretty satisfactory during the recession time. Moving to the next page, continue on the situation on the newspaper market. A difficult situation in the ad market brought some changes the newspaper competitive environment. Polska Presse closed 9 out of the 18 local titles published under the Polska brand. So this title is not a national title anymore. Axel Springer, together with Infor, they signed an agreement that they will merge two titles, Dziennik and Gazeta Prawna. The publishers declared that the new title will appear on the Polish market in autumn this year. We increase, just to remind you, that the increase of the cover price of Gazeta, introduced twice this year, partially offset the decline in copy sales figure, down which were by 2.9%. We still enjoying and preserve the leader position in the quality newspaper segment in terms of the readership. We have three times more readers than Rzeczpospolita or Dziennik. And we are not using so-called, extensively, we are not using so-called other paid form distribution methods, as you can see. The slight increase in our case of the other paid form distribution were mainly due to the fact that we ran together with McDonald's a large promotional campaign in May and in June. Gazeta lost 6.7% of its paid distribution compared to Dziennik that sold 4% fewer copies than a year before, of which, mind you, of which as much as 44% was distributed in other paid form distribution. Rzeczpospolita lost 12% of its paid distribution, while Fakt sold 6% less copies than last year. What is really important, especially during the recession time, that we are keeping and maintaining a health distance in copy sales between us and our competitors. Additionally, the dynamics of copy sales decrease of Gazeta, in fact, that is tabloid, were on a similar level in second half of the year. In second quarter of the of this year, Gazeta achieved good weekly readership, reaching nearly 4.3 million readers. Of course, we are extending and still developing our newspapers, so we're pretty heavy investing and putting a lot of effort to be present online, and we're growing our Wyborcza.pl. Lately, we prepared an application for the iPhone with the information from Wyborcza.pl, and after a few days, this application is one of the most popular free news programs for the Polish users of iPhone. On the next page, Metro, our free daily. Metro experienced ad revenues declined by 17.7, but coped with the recession much better than most dailies. Revenues from display ads dropped in Metro by 19%, while in dailies the decline amounted to 31%. This situation allowed Metro to increase its share in dailies display ad advertising locally and nationwide by 0.5 percentage point, and now Metro enjoys 3.5% share of this market. Moreover, in second quarter of this year, Metro went up to the second position in share of display ads spent in dailies in Warsaw. Metro increased its share in display ads spent in Warsaw by 4 percentage point to 11%, and its share was greater than the combined share of Dziennik and Fakt. Cost per 1,000, the CPT in Metro, is one of the most attractive in the Warsaw ad market. Additionally, Metro achieved great results as far as readership is concerned. The title is the third most read nationwide daily, with average daily readership of 4.3%. That translates to 1.2 million polls. This means that Metro was read by twice as much readers as Rzeczpospolita and nearly by 2.5 readers more than Dziennik. We're still extending our portfolio and the way we're trying to attract advertisers, so we're still working about on M-Target that we're describing to you during our last presentation. Additionally, we're working and putting a lot of effort on presence Metro online as well, and we are convinced that the excellent readership figures and the diversified advertising offer that is not standard will translate into positive contribution to the group's bottom line after the recession is over. And on the next page, special projects, collections. Special projects increase its revenues by over 170%. The company, we learned the lessons from the previous year. The special projects division did not only improve the profitability, but also the books released by the department are highly valued by the readers and the expert. For example, the audiobook with the novel of Leopold Thurman released by the department was awarded the title of Audiobook of the Year 2008, and it was granted to us in June 2009. And it is worth it to mention that Agora was one of the pioneers in on this field of audiobooks in Poland. The department works on the development of its own channels of distribution, and we created kulturalnysklep.pl to distribute our publications through this channel. Of this, as mentioned before as well, during our last presentation, this department is cooperating with our remaining division, the newspaper division, the radio division, and we have a lot of fruits from this cooperation. For example, the books together with CD that was made together with our radio division. The high quality and the large volume of book series translated into a high production cost and contributed negatively to the cost of the raw materials, energy, and consumable of the whole segment. At the same time, as you can see, the profitability of the special projects improved significantly. Despite the fact that the special projects revenues grew fast this year, we still should remember that the market is very much saturated with the book collections, especially during the recession, and therefore the run to the historical levels of revenues or profitability, it is not possible. Moving to the next page, internet. Total revenue were down by 1.5 and amounted to 19.1 million, of which display ads accounted for 11 million and classified 4.4 million. A large increase of revenues by 20% was noted in ad sales in vertical due to the Trader Polska operation. The level of revenues was significantly affected by the decrease in number of promotional campaigns settled in barters. Operating costs of internet segment increased by over 4%. The main contributors were a staff cost increase, which resulted mainly from the consolidation of Trader and the investment in the Salesforce development. 77% growth in DNA costs reflect an investment that we have made in at the end of last year, and the acquisition of license of our online series Nicola. Promotion and marketing costs decreased by over 51% due to the lower intensity of the advertising campaign. In May, total number of real users of services from Gazeta Group amounted to 9.9 million people who spent on our online services 97 minutes on average. The reach of our online services amounted to 59.5%, and it should be remembered that a part of the growth is attributed to the change of the research methodology that was used in the mega panel PBI. And the whole market grew by several percent. Gazeta services as ranked among top thematic market players. For example, Gazeta Praca is the leader in the recruitment services. Gazeta social network sites like forum or blogs are ranked number two in the communities categories. Gazeta's information services were second in the news and information category and are leaders in the local and regional news and information category. Gazeta's online services on sports occupied second position in the sport category. Gazeta Dom, that's the real estate and construction category, is ranked second, but this result does not include the number of real users who are visited Domi Porta, the Trader brand that we are having, because they are not verified together. Therefore, together all our services from Gazeta Dom plus Domi Porta were visited by 1.7 million real users, compared to 1.4 million users of Murator, who is the largest in this category. So, if you combine all our brands together, we are the largest. We constantly develop our content and competencies in the field. Agora signed an agreement with Microsoft that was announced in the press release. Most probably most of you know about it, which gives Agora right to MSN Gazeta.pl portal, sell and develop its online advertising offer. Additionally, thanks to our transaction platform, Comocomo.pl, we keep acquiring knowledge in e-commerce and performance marketing. The platform helps us to diversify revenue streams and build a database customers actively shopping in the internet. And so we're trying not only to monetize the asset that we are having in our portfolio, but we are trying to diversify also the sources of financing our internet operation. Moving to the next page, outdoor. IMS strengthened its leadership position in outdoor advertising market with 26% market share. Ad revenues were down by 11.2%. This decrease in ad revenues is caused mainly by significant reduction in printing services connected with the advertising campaign. Last year, clients offered other advertising campaigns on the company's panels together with printing services, where this year, many of them have purchased only advertising space, managing the printing of the posters on their own. Ad campaigns executed on premium segment panels contributed positively to the AMS results. That's the result of our investment that we have made at the end of last year. The segment reduced its operating expenses by 0.7%. The reduction in cost of the campaign execution by 27.8%, staff cost by 10.2%, and promotion and marketing by over 40%. The increase in the system maintenance cost by 10.9% and D&A cost by 31% results from the last year our investment program in the new panels. The outdoor ad market remains highly competitive with large players' presence in Polish market, as you most probably know, that everybody, all the big players are present in Poland. AMS is a strong player in that and strengthened its position in the market through its strategy to build the broad and the most attractive advertising outdoor market offering to its client. As a result of our strategy is that we managed to win the tender, the contract with Nestle, the self-service petrol station, and IKEA for the panels on the IKEA city malls. Moving to the next page, magazines. Of course, magazines is print, so they are not resistant to the recession. And the magazines category resulted in the ad revenues decreased by 20% year on year. The group's magazine experienced 27% decrease in ad revenues and 11.7% decrease in copy sales. The operating cost of the segment decreased by 16.6%, to which the decrease in promotion and marketing cost by 32.8%. Other factors that had influenced the cost decrease were the staff cost reduction by 16.7% and the reduction in materials and energy by 7.8%. Despite the experienced decrease in copy sales, our key magazines are very popular within the readers and are ranked among the most widely read monthly magazines in Poland. For example, Avanti is among top titles in the luxury magazine segment for women, and Logo, for example, outperforms such magazines like Playboy in the men's magazine segment. Basing on the popularity of our magazines, we are, of course, building our online presence. So the good example is that we are developing Logo 24. That's an internet face of Logo, and the print magazine, which constantly attracts new users. In comparison to May 2008, the number of unique users of Logo online service increased by 133% year on year. Moving to the next page, radio. Radio revenues declined by 11%, including ad revenues dropped by 11.3%, with radio ad market revenue declined by 18%, so we have done much better than the market. Additionally, in second quarter, the financial results of the radio segment was influenced by barter settlement connected with the first edition of the Smooth Festival that was run in Bydgoszcz. The operating costs increased by 1.3%. Main contributor to that increase was the cost of the promotion and marketing, which went up by over 95%, and it's in majority related to the first edition of the festival that I mentioned. This cost position was partially offset by the decrease in the staff cost by 17.7%. The daily reach of our local stations noted a small decrease by 0.9 percentage point, where our super-regional Radio Talk FM, the News Talk Radio, increased its daily reach by nearly 1 percentage point to 9.1% in Warsaw, and in all cities of broadcasting, it reached 5.8%. We are working on and modifying the programming formula of our ROX FM network, and now focusing on widely understood culture, inviting very well-known artists to create their own programs on our radio. We continue our presence of our radio in internet, so we launched 3 new channels on our Tuba FM, so that's on our radio internet phase of our radio operation. And at the end, the summary and our objectives, they haven't changed since last time. We still are working on our operating efficiency improvement plan because we're working very hard and putting a lot of effort to change our business models of our present activities and make it flexible so we can, you know, modify this business model to changing environment. And so we're, you know, developing and restructuring existing businesses. Of course, we're putting a lot of effort to create new businesses and hoping to take the advantage of the current market situation to win valuable assets to group portfolio if they will be available. So that's the end of our presentation, and we'll be happy, all of us, to answer any question that you might have.